There have been more collisions on the M50 motorway in Dublin in the first 10 months of this year than in all of 2024. That's according to figures provided to Morning Ireland by Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Our reporter Aaron McElroy spent the morning with the motorway's incident support unit to find out how they keep Ireland's busiest road moving.
Now, the fire brigade have blocked lane 2 and lane 3. So lane 2 and 3 is blocked to traffic now. So on a 4-lane motorway, we have 2 lanes open. So that's going to cause a tailback up past Blanchardstown. On this side now, because of the flashing lights on the southbound carriageway, northbound is now blocked. And we'll continue to stay like that now until this crash is moved.
It's shortly after 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm at the scene of a collision on the M50 southbound between junctions 6 and 7 with Ryan Mulroy, the M50 Incident Support Unit Supervisor. Before 8 a.m, the cars have been removed and the lanes reopened, but congestion remains.
5 minutes since the guards allowed us to move the vehicle. The recovery operator has now loaded the car and he has got the people off the motorway safely. So what we'll do is we'll move off the road now and we're going to do a loop around and I'm going to show you the tailback from this collision and the traffic on this side to see how much it clears up over the next few minutes.
This is a daily occurrence. In the first 10 months of 2025, the M50 Incident Support Unit responded to 682 collisions. That's more than 2 a day, and more than they responded to in all of 2024. Ryan Mulroy says the vans and recovery lorries are located strategically near traffic hotspots so that they can be on the scene of any incident from debris to a fatality without delay.
On an ideal job, if we can get out within the 14-15 minutes and we have recovery with us, and if the people in the cars are willing to allow us to move them to safety, we could have the cars loaded within 5 minutes, 6 minutes, and took off the road within another 10 minutes.
Incident response and traffic management on the M50 is coordinated from Transport Infrastructure Ireland's Motorway Operations Control Centre. From here, all aspects of the motorway system can be monitored and key information can be shared with road users. Daniel Pintney, TII's Motorway Operations Manager, explains how the traffic management system tries to predict congestion before motorists come to a standstill.
We have developed real-time alerts which come on our traffic management system, which has come from detailed analysis of historical traffic flows. And these alerts tell operators when specific sections of the road are approaching capacity. And so we proactively manage the speed management before the congestion materialises. So we're very happy with our new system. We are feeling it is definitely making a difference.
There has been a 2.2% increase so far this year in average daily traffic between the motorway's busiest junctions 5 and 6, while the volume of traffic is up 11% on pre-COVID figures. These motorists at a service station on the N4 eastbound say they've noticed the increase on the M50 and adjoining roads.
Morning and evening time is disaster usual. Always.
More people are going back to the office now, so there's more traffic on the roads. And even from earlier now, every few days there's a crash on the M50.
I'd say the last couple of months it's definitely got a lot worse. Just a lot heavier. There's more people on the road. You know, journeys that were taking an hour are taking an hour and a half.
For some reason, especially in the bad weather, it tends to be pretty poor. It's a 15-minute journey from Maynooth into the Hermitage, and it sometimes takes me an hour.
For some, time is money. The Irish Road Hauliers Association estimates that between wages, fuel and lost productivity, a lorry stopped in N50 congestion costs around €100 per hour. Ger Highland is the group's president.
They can only work for so many hours a day, so every half hour or every 20 minutes that comes off their work time is 20 minutes less than our truck has to wear in the living on that given day.
Back on the M50, Ryan Mulroy and his team are in position for the next call-out. The busiest times for them is between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. and from 3:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. He says there's a standout cause for most of the call-outs.
So the main reason I would put it down to distraction. So people on their phones, eating their breakfast, not concentrating, also there will be stuff not changing your driving to the standards of the road. So with conditions, with rain, cold weather, that would have a lot to do with it. But mobile phones would be a major, major thing with the collisions that we do on the road. Rear end collisions, simple collisions, people veering off into different lanes on the motorway. That's the sort of thing that we're dealing with on a daily basis.
Ryan Mulroy ending that report by Aaron McElroy. It's now 8:32. Brian Jennings has the headlines.